Brookside's head coach Paul Ferguson now stops by to pay us a visit here at the table. You've been very patient. We appreciate that, Coach.
No problem at all.
Hopefully you were able to get down a good meal here at the Brew Kettle.
Big burrito.
And how was it?
It was delicious.
There you go. All right. Well, here we go as far as Brookside football is concerned. I know you played a lot of young kids last year. I know we talked every week on the Forecast Show, and you say, Tim, these kids are taking their lumps, but to their credit, they're hanging in there. They're not quitting. They're not saying, Coach, I can't do this anymore. So how much now, that year of experience, how much improvement do you see this summer as you get ready for the 17 season?
Yeah, I mean, the heart they showed last year was, I mean, it was incredible. They never quit. They never gave up. I mean, they just kept grinding through, and that kind of just came into the weight room through, you know, right into winter, into December and January, and it never stopped. So we've made huge, huge strides of where we want to be. We got obviously more experience. We finally have a quarterback that we know is going to start. The last 2 years ago when we had that really good team, it was in between two players. And then last year it was in between two players. Quarterback got hurt last year, and Jonathan Heiss, as a sophomore, stepped up and started and won his first game versus Lutheran West. And we said, you know what, we're going to stick with this kid. So now he's a junior. He's got a whole another year on him. He's just a tough kid. You know, he's not scared of contact. He'll put his head down, which kind of worries me sometimes because he runs that ball. But, you know, he's a great leader, and he kind of leads the way as a junior too.
Paul, when you're bringing back a lot of kids, not that it's easier, but how much further ahead are you right now than you were a year ago at this time?
We are. And I tell them, I go, listen, it's, you know, you're the same players. You know, obviously you're a little bigger, faster, stronger, but, you know, it's still you guys. You know, it's not like some magic button's going to hit and we're going to start winning games right away. I mean, it takes work. But, you know, they know what to expect. You know, some of those kids were, you know, a couple move-ins. So, and now they got a year under my being a head coach, and they're used to me and they know what to expect. The offense is similar. The defense is very similar, and that is huge. You know, having, you know, coming in as a first-year coach a couple of years ago, you got to start a whole new install, you know, offense and defense, even special teams. So it's just constant learning. Now you can tell, you know, when you put something up on the board that's newer for this year, they remember it. Oh, yeah, I remember that from last year. And that's the retention is huge, and it gets you way a step ahead.
Paul, how much scheme do you change? The kids are growing in the program. Do you just kind of want to get them to the point where they can pin their ears back and just let them go play? Or because they're a year older and a little bit more familiar with you, do you make some tweaks to your scheme, or how do you go about it?
There's always tweaks. You got to adapt. You know, I always say you either adapt or you die. So if you're doing the same stuff, and obviously if it did the same stuff we did last year, that wouldn't be smart on my part. So there's definitely some tweaks, just minor tweaks that we think that can give us an advantage. But, you know, at the same time, you don't want to change everything and then kind of confuse the kids and get them out of their comfort zone. You know, you gotta stick to your program, stick to your guns, and see what happens.
You know, 2 years ago, I think you guys were playing for a playoff spot in week 10. And then you graduated a lot of kids, a lot of talented kids, and we saw you a couple times that year, some gutsy performances by your kids. Some kids do some growing up. How do you get these kids to start believing? How do you get these kids to in that mindset where you were 2 years ago? Because I think you got a couple early wins 2 years ago, and those kids that we had you over at Western Reserve Academy, and that was a game where when we walked away, we said those kids starting to believe in what they're doing here.
It was a special team. You know, I kind of came into that program. That was a special group of guys. They came in and they learned the system quick. They adapted well to me. But you know what? There was about 9 or 10 of them as seniors that went both ways. So what did that leave us with last year? Barely any experience. So now they're starting to believe. You know, we went up against Olmsted Falls at OWU for a 3-day camp. You know, there was just, you know, it was just in helmets, but, you know, it was pretty live contact. I mean, it wasn't takedown, but I mean, it was physical. And, you know, once they got adapted to it and they started making some plays, and, you know, you just got to keep on them. Say, hey, stick with the process, get better every single day. And you got to trust yourselves. You got to trust yourselves and hold each other accountable. Show up, do the work, and then, you know, it'll take care of itself on Friday night. And how you really start believing is obviously winning. And you got to win those first, you know, win. You got to win those first couple games, and then you start rolling from there.
Again, we're talking with Brookside head coach Paul Ferguson as he joins us here at the Brew Kettle, part of our 2017 high school football preview. You mentioned Jonathan Heiss, a terrific quarterback coming back. Who are some other guys returning, or that maybe you even are new, that you think are going to really benefit this Brookside football program this year?
First person I definitely have to say is David Chambers. He was a two-way starter last year. He was a free safety and a wide receiver. Anytime we had a big play last year, which was, there wasn't a ton of them, but pretty much every single one, it was him. So when we need a big play or we need, you know, we need something to happen, you know, we're probably going to get the ball in his hands. Another name that comes to mind is Nate Brown. He's going to be our tight end this year. Big body, about 6'3", 230, and decent speed. Plays basketball, so he's got pretty good feet. If we need a first down and a chain mover, we're probably going to get it in his hands. He's probably got the softest hands for the guy, kid that size, I would say, around the in the county, I would say. And then we got a couple linemen, Malachi Sheffield, Tim Borgman. Those are our two tackles. They both played last year, young. One's a junior this year. Both of them are juniors this year, so they had to start as sophomores last year. But like we said earlier, use that experience. You know, now they know what it takes, and we can go from there.
What is going to be the strength of this team? You're going to hang your hat on what?
God, I want to hang my hat on my O-line. Right now, I think we got a big up front of five big guys that are getting taught well by my two coaches. My staff's great this year with them. We got three. I pretty much got three offensive line coaches, so I'm harping down on them. We got a pretty good, solid group, and you guys know this. It's if you got up front and if you got O-line play, then you can compete with anybody. So I'm gonna hang my hat on my O-line this
you
year.
You think Evans is gonna argue with O-line
that puts
play?
That puts a big old smile on my face because one of the last things we used to say when we break the huddle with the offensive lineman, if we dominate, we win.
Yeah,
we used to tell the kids that every Friday night. The last thing that we said when we got done with warm-ups, those offensive linemen, if we dominate tonight, we win. Nothing else needs to be said.
So that being said. Yes. You still have 8 or 9 days of practice before next Friday. What's your biggest question mark? You want to get answered by next Friday night?
You know, right now we're a little. I mean, we think we got a good running back. He's a sophomore, so you know we trust him. But right now, you know, there's still some question marks there. You know, we're splitting little carries there. But we need to find that. I would like to find that true running back who can find those holes and read it. You know, right now we have a couple guys that are just a little bit iffy. And you know they're just not really trusting their feet. They're not really trusting the holes right now. But like I said, if we get that offensive line where we want it to, it should be easy for them.
But all in all, you like where this team is at right now?
Absolutely. I think we're definitely ahead of where we were last year. Obviously, we've still got some learning to do. But we've had two scrimmages, and I've liked what I've seen.
There you go. All right. I know you were patient.
Yeah.
Again, the burrito was awesome.
Yeah, burrito was great.
We appreciate you coming out. Look forward to talking to you throughout the year this year. Something tells me the conversations won't be quite as challenging
yes.
for you.
Those were tough. Those were getting tough last year.
We'll have good talks this year.
The Indians actually saved me because they were playing World Series on Friday and you guys canceled on us.
Well, I wouldn't mind the Indians back
yeah,
in the World
I'm
Series.
I'm okay with that.
But I missed the forecast show yeah. those weeks. We'll yeah. see if we can get them both in.
Yeah, I'm good with
that. All right, Paul, thanks for stopping by.
All right, thanks, guys.
Paul Ferguson, he's the head coach of the Brookside Cardinals. Joining us here at the table as far as our 2017 high school football preview is concerned.